Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast, another instalment of a big year four. We're going to have a look at the Melbourne Storm today and a number of guys here. Obviously, Cam Munster, he re-signed at the end of last season. He'll be there for a few more years as well. Jerome Hughes. You've got Ryan Pappenhausen, who of course is returning from that injury at some point. He's recently returned from the USA, and it doesn't sound overly positive for him round one. He said that he almost definitely won't be there. So it'll be interesting to see when we see Pappy back. He's still not running at this point, reportedly. So it will be interesting when we see Ryan Pappenhausen back. Is he going to be at his best fitness? Is he going to have all of his confidence back? We know that when he came back from his HIAs a couple of years ago, he was very hesitant for the first 5 or 6 weeks. So it will be interesting to see what impact this has on Ryan Pappenhausen. I'm really, really hoping we get him back to his very best. There's guys in the forward pack. A couple of guys that have been around a number of clubs that I'm very excited to see at the Melbourne Storm. Eli Katoa, he's one that I'm sure a lot of people were assuming I'd talk about when we come to the Melbourne Storm. Big test for him. I'm not totally convinced he's going to be the guy that everyone thinks he will be, but we'll see how he goes there. Tarek Sims is another one. He's been to a number of clubs over his career, been at the Dragons for a few years now, going down to the Melbourne Storm to finish his career, and he could be a really, really important guy for the Melbourne Storm. So there are a number of guys. You've also got Aaron Penne, who is returning there. Christian Welsh, he comes back from injury. You've got, you know, young guys like Chan, Howarth. I'm hearing that Trent Leeru is doing fantastic things down there in their preseason. So a number of guys in this Melbourne Storm side that we could focus on, but I'm going to focus on one of the big superstars, and it's Harry Grant. Now, he's the one that we didn't mention in this spine, re-signed last year, which is great for the Melbourne Storm. I do believe he is the best hooker in rugby league. I think the only one that could compete with him is probably Ben Hunt, but Harry Grant, for me, I think he's tremendous. You guys, people that have been long-term guru followers, it was obviously before I had the podcast, but it was 2018. He was playing for the Sunshine Coast Falcons, saw him and just thought, fuck me, this guy is tremendous. I made up a post that said Harry Grant's top five hooker in rugby league right now. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to cop so much shit for that. It's not even funny. I'll drop it back to top 10. And I copped an absolute battering for it. And to this day, I regret not going with the top five because I think I was right at that point. And, you know, ever since he's played in the first grade arena, he's been incredible. Obviously started at the West Tigers. Cam Smith was still at the Melbourne Storm, made his way down there. A couple of speed bumps here and there with injuries and whatnot. Brandon Smith obviously had that huge season. I think that people are still sleeping on Harry Grant a little bit. Even in the Origin arena, obviously sharing that role with Ben Hunt, and Ben Hunt is an absolute freak in the hooking role and is an absolute freak Origin player. So I still think people are sleeping on Harry Grant a little bit. I think he's in for a big, big season. There are a number of challenges that he's going to have to face, and we'll talk about them soon. But if I'm Harry Grant and if I'm Craig Bellamy sitting down with Harry Grant to talk about the season that's coming up, there's not going to be a stack of 80-minute hookers in rugby league. I believe Harry Grant will be one of them. They might go for a utility, a Wishart, a Nick Arima, one of these guys on the bench, a Pezzette maybe. But I personally think Harry Grant will play 80 minutes. And my challenge, if I was Craig Bellamy to Harry Grant, would be, hey, you should win the Dally M Hooker this year. You should win the Dally M Hooker for the next few years. You are the best nine. in this competition. You should be winning it every year, and I especially think when I look around the rest of the competition, Harry Grant, he should be winning it this year. So that'll be my challenge to Harry Grant. It is win the Dally M Hooker of the Year or go broke, essentially. I genuinely do think that he is that good. So that'll be my challenge to him. If I was Craig Bellamy, and if you put a gun to my head today and said, who's going to win Dally M Hooker of the Year, I would go with Harry Grant without a doubt. Now, some big things that will test Harry Grant in 2023. Brandon Smith leaves. Now, there's obviously the angle that Brandon Smith was also playing a bit of nine, so it frees up the position. For me, though, Brandon Smith was the best momentum guy at the Melbourne Storm, and I've been saying this for a couple of years now. You see the Melbourne Storm, whenever Brandon Smith takes a hit up, the spine, they just flood the middle. You see Harry Grant, he takes off straight away. He knows after a cheese hit up, he's going to win that tackle. He's going to get to his elbows and knees. He's going to split markers. He's going to leave the A defenders in disarray, and it's just open for Harry Grant to take off. And that's when you see Ryan Pappenhausen, Jerome Hughes, Cameron Munster flood the middle and get on his tail. And that's where Harry Grant did a lot of his damage over the last 2 years off Brandon Smith runs. He's not going to be there. So big, big test. And you've obviously got Nelson Asofa-Solomona, that being the wrecking ball that he is, played on the edge a little bit last year. I think you'll see him play more as a middle forward, and I think he will be Harry Grant's go-to guy. I think you will see the Melbourne Storm turn under a number of their back rowers this year, send them back into the middle and for Harry Grant to get off the back of them. And Eli Katara, if they can get him to his absolute best, I think he'd be another target guy for Harry Grant to run after his hit-ups. But I think it will be Nelson Asofa-Solomona. It's going to be a huge year for him as well. Christian Welsh, obviously a fantastic front rower, not really that explosive sort of type, though. Also coming back from an Achilles injury, so it will be interesting to see how he comes back. And I am a little bit worried about the Melbourne Storm middles. They need Nass to have a massive year. They need him to play the vast majority of games, which I think if you look back at the history of Nelson Asofa-Solomona, he plays 20-plus games the vast majority of seasons. Last year, he was probably lucky to play as many as he did, considering the amount of times that I personally think he dodged a suspension by an absolute bee's dick. So he's one that they need to keep on the field. You have a look at Nelson over the last couple of years. Where have we got it? Yeah, so total games by year. In 2018, he played 22 games. 2019, played 24. 17 in 2020. 2021, played 15. And last year, he managed to play 22. I think if you go back to the years before 2018, he's been pretty bloody consistent about how many games he has played. I think they need him to play 20 games again this year, because I think that Harry Grant is going to need to get off the back of him. So that's going to be the first test. No Brandon Smith and the depth that they have in their forward pack. If Nass goes down, I really worry about how the Melbourne Storm are going to bend the line. That's going to be his first test. The other test, no Pappenhausen. They are a completely different team when Pappy is not there. He just gives them a real spark through the middle, and we know that Harry Grant loves to play off the back of that. We know that these two link up quite often. So there are a couple of big tests for him. Now, obviously, Brandon Smith is gone. Cameron Smith is gone. These are the two guys that were standing in the way of Harry Grant for so long. It's now up to him. That nine jersey is his, and I cannot wait to see what he does with it. I'm also very excited. I've spoken about, you know, Matty Burton, Nathan Cleary, these sort of guys. Harry Grant's also a young guy that went away on the Kangaroo Tour last year, spent time with your Benny Hunt, your Nathan Cleary's, your DCE's, these sort of guys. He obviously spends a lot of time with Cam Munster as it is right now, but I think Harry Grant, he would have taken a lot away from that World Cup. As I've said a few times, I think that it's really interesting to watch young superstars that get to spend 6 to 8 weeks away on tour, watching how other guys prepare, watch how other guys eat, especially watching Benny Hunt. His kicking game is unbelievable. His vision is second to none. His ruck recognition is probably equal with Harry Grant, to be fair. Harry Grant's got the younger legs, though, so I'm very, very keen to see what Harry Grant has learnt from those guys whilst he has been away. He was obviously fantastic in that World Cup, as was Ben Hunt. So I'm very, very keen to see how Harry Grant goes when he does return. The workload is going to be the big question. Does he play 80 minutes? I think he probably will, but I think you've got to consider with Harry Grant that he's going to play an entire World Cup. He's going to come back for, you know, a couple of months off. He's going to get straight into NRL preseason. Then he's going to play 80 minutes in the vast majority of games. Then he's going to have to go to the Origin Arena and feature in 3 games for Queensland. Then he's going to come back for X amount of weeks. Then he's going to play NRL finals. So it's going to be a huge test for Harry Grant. This is going to be a massive, massive off-season for him. He's played a lot of footy. He's had a number of injuries over the last few years as well. But this year, there's going to be a lot of rugby league played. I'm just hoping that his body holds up, which I think will be a big test. I also think playing more minutes than what he probably previously has consistently, it's really going to test him out, especially defensively. I think you'll see a lot of teams.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That will really try and tire Harry Grant out, knowing that the Melbourne Storm probably don't have the front row and the forward pack that they've had over the last couple of years. I think Harry Grant will be a big target in defence, just forcing him to make a ton of tackles there and try and take some juice out of him. So it's going to be interesting to see how he handles that off the back of World Cup, 80-minute hooker, another Origin series. I think he's going to get targeted quite a bit, not because he's a poor defender, but because they're just going to be trying to take juice out of him. And I think this is when the reality of first grade is really going to hit Harry Grant. I think he can rise above. I would still be tipping him for the Dally M Hooker of the Year. As I said, off the very top, if I was Craig Bellamy, I'd be saying to him, hey, it's Dally M Hooker of the Year or it's go broke, essentially. He is the guy that should be winning this award. If he plays more than 20 games, I'm pretty confident that he gets it done. But that is going to be a big test, huge workload this year, coming off the World Cup, Origin Arena, all that sort of stuff. But I'm very keen to see this guy. I think he's in for a big season. I think that 9 jersey is finally his, and there is no question about it. There is no Brandon Smith. There is no Cameron Smith floating around. The Melbourne Storm have gone all in on this guy. They've let Brandon Smith go, who was a Dally M hooker a couple of years ago, which is a bold, bold call, especially after you let go Cameron Smith left a couple of years ago. They had a Dally M hooker of the year. They let him go because they believe in this guy. And personally, I think the Melbourne Storm have made the right decision. I think Harry Grant's going to be the best hooker of the next decade. And I think that his real dominance, I think you'll start to see it now. I still think people are sleeping on just how good Harry Grant is. But it is going to be a big test because I don't think the Melbourne Storm forward pack is going to be as dominant as what they have been over the last few years. Depending on how Pappy goes, that's going to change their game a lot. It does just heap more responsibility on Harry Grant. So I'm very, very keen to see how he goes, especially without Brandon Smith. That is a huge, huge loss for Harry Grant. I think a lot of people look at Brandon Smith leaving and go, how good's that for Harry Grant? He's now the hooker, but he's also lost his main momentum guy, and I would argue the best momentum guy in rugby league. Taumalolo, these sort of guys, Tapanay, they'll go for more metres, but Brandon Smith, his post-contact metres into his quick play the ball, absolutely second to none, and Harry Grant, he loves to play off the back of it. He's another guy too that you need to keep an eye on as far as these new rules go, with guys, you know, needing to have both feet on the line and whatnot. Giving away that extra yard, it could make a real difference there. Also, the early release call that's going to be in the play the ball. Harry Grant is the best running nine in rugby league, in my opinion. I think you could really see him get on the front foot. So it'll be interesting to see how that stuff evens up with the Melbourne Storm forward pack they're going to be running out with. In saying that, Craig Bellamy, we've doubted his forward pack on a number of times over the years. We've doubted their signings a number of times over the years, and he's turned them into superstars. I think this year is going to be one of Craig Bellamy's biggest tests as a coach, and seeing what he can get off this forward pack. If he can get a really solid, if he can get a top eight forward pack out of this side, Harry Grant, he'll be in his element, I think. So Dally M Hooker of the Year for me will be Harry Grant. That would be my challenge to him, and it is that or nothing. For me, he is that sort of a talent. I think this will be a big year from Harry Grant. I think he's really going to impress a lot of people out there.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.